and the surrounding areas on 94.9. We are Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio. Kombon Radio.
Running on some village banking, never know they like you've been wanting. Spend no more, but next is now. Now FNB group savings account, saving, na zero monthly defeat. Bank no charge up a quarter, and easy. Competitive saving rates, hidden best for you, Bukumo, yes. Flexible access, Yandalama, Mama ATM, Mama Bangalana, e-wallet, Yolo Bangalana, asset deposit, your drone Dalama. Perhaps you can add or remove a member. How many members is your Chidimba? No, I need your physical meeting. Perhaps you chat about some members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a cup, I'm just got better. Now FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Construction of a police post in Kapirimpong Zampula area elates residents. In African news, South Africa admits 130 Palestinians after initial entry denial. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Mpula area in Kapirimpongshi district have expressed happiness over the completion of the police post in the area. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Justin Kapungwe explained that for a long time Mpula had had no police post, which led to increased criminal activities. He said the coming of a new police post will help bring safety and peace to the community. Mr. Mpungwe further thanked the contractor for the quick completion of the project and urged authorities to continue bringing such development to rural areas. Health officials in Mufurila district have discussed their preparations on how they will undertake prevention measures of waterborne diseases such as cholera in the rainy season. Mufurila District Health Planner Frida Himawila says the meeting focused on assessing the district's status regarding disease causation and spread in order to strengthen prevention and response measures. Stakeholders raised concerns about Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company, noting that the utility has not done enough to improve water reticulation and overall infrastructure to safeguard water quality during the season. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Himwila said that in preparedness for potential health emergencies, Mufurila District has established a district-wide task force committee and various stakeholders have been assigned to roles to support coordinated action during the rainy season and any subsequent outbreak.
So we're looking at We looked at the district status in as far as the area of diseases are concerned. The director presented that, and the reactions from the other stakeholders that were in the meeting came up. Of course, we had a lot of reactions, especially bordering around Moronga Water Utility Company, which hasn't done so well as far as water recirculation is concerned in Nigeria. But at the end of it all, we were interested in the death of the community, the committee, the task force committee for the district in as far as epidemic preparedness is concerned.
Farmers who sold their farming produce to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, in Nyimba District this year have started receiving the money following the release of 5 billion kwacha by the government recently. Nyimba District Commissioner Paul Daka said farmers are now relieved after receiving payments in readiness for the 2025-2026 farming season. Mr. Daka said the government's commitment was to promote a stable and productive agriculture sector in the district. Mr. Daka has since advised our farmers to venture into mechanized farming methods to improve their productivity. Meanwhile, James Lungu, a farmer who had just been paid, welcomed the government's move to settle the farmers' dues. Mr. Lungu said he bought 3 heads of cattle and a plough out of the money he realized from the sale of the maize to FRA. He said the money came at the right time and has since advised other farmers who have not been paid to exercise patience. Minister of Agriculture Ruben Mutolo said another 1 billion kwacha would soon be released to complete the payment of all farmers in the country. Mr. Mutolo said the government will ensure that all outstanding payments owed to farmers are settled. The Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia, ICTAZ, Copperbelt University CBU chapter, has advised a female adolescents on the Copperbelt and across the country to take advantage of online business opportunities in their respective provinces and break the culture of overdependence on men. Speaking in an interview with Common News, chapter leader Joan Chinyama said that the organization is leading by example as agents of change in HIV prevention and is determined to equip young women with knowledge on online business. She said it is crucial that female adolescents take keen interest in taking life-changing business opportunities shared online and realize they can make it on their own without depending on others. Ms. Chinyama adds that it's high time a female adolescent paid attention to making money through social media, emphasizing that online business is a viable option for financial independence.
Some of these girls will be following celebrities and all that, and that's what's going to be appearing on their FIP. If they're in global balance, they will keep missing these opportunities because what they are not appearing in their online browsing page, they are not appearing. So if they really know how to use social media, it would also make things easier. Because they would learn digital marketing, they would learn a lot of things, because there are so many short courses that are posted online, but they are missing them because that they do not understand how to use social media or how social media works. That's another challenge we actually facing.
We breakfast set of conventions, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Mitego, Zamaoda. Zamina